The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. The purpose of a lamp or any kind of instrument that gives light is that it should give light so people can see better. And that's why it doesn't make sense to hide. If you have a lamp or a flashlight in the dark, you don't hide it. You want to make sure the light to help you to see better. But all those instruments that give us light, they don't give light on their own. They need an outside source. A flashlight needs batteries. A lamp like this or a chandelier needs power, needs electricity. Even a fire or a candle, they don't just give light on their own. Somebody got to light the fire or light the candle. So if Jesus tells us we are called to be a light in this world, what's the source of power that will help us to be a light, to give light, to shine in the world? Well, Jesus says, take care to what you hear. Our source of power to be a light are the words of Jesus. That's why Jesus says, take care about what you hear. So question for us today, do we listen to Jesus so we can become his light? Because we're not supposed to be our own lights, but we're supposed to be the light that reflects the light of Jesus. If you've seen someone's baptism, when a child, a baby is baptized, usually they're given a candle. And that candle represents Jesus, the light of the world. And we give them the light of Christ because now through that baptism, through the Holy Spirit, they have become a child of God that's supposed to reflect the light of Jesus so we can bring the light of truth to this world. But if we're not listening to Jesus, then we're disconnecting ourselves from the source or the power that allows us to be a light. And that's why listening is very important. It's very important when you come to Mass that you're really listening to the reading. Because when we hear those readings, God is speaking to each one of us. Each one of us might hear different things. And that's the message that God is giving to you, specifically to you. It's an important part of your prayer that maybe you take a few minutes every morning or every evening and read a section of the Gospels. And just ask yourself, what is Jesus trying to tell me and what's going on in my life? That's how we become a light, not just to ourselves, but to everyone else. And we gotta make sure we don't hide our light, but we let others also see it so they all can glorify God. Jesus has given each one of us a great responsibility, and that's to be a light. But you know also, the more light there is in a room, the more brighter that room would be rather than just having one single light. But even one single light, maybe as small as the flame of a candle in a dark room, will make a big difference. Each one of us here is being empowered by God to make that difference by being a light. But when we all come together, we can even produce more light and bring more truth into the world. So today, like I said, just take a few minutes and think about, do I listen to Jesus? Do I hear what he's telling me? And most of all, do I say yes to what he tells me?